It was December 1916, just about the end of a leap year, in the rural Cavalier County community of Mount Carmel. A local wag decided to offer some free advice to single ladies of the community who might wish to exercise the waning prerogative of the leap year and latch on to a likely bachelor. So the thoughtful one, identity unknown, penned an extended poem of 12 stanzas, one introductory, one conclusive, and 10 stanzas, each extolling the virtues of some named single chap as a marriage prospect. This catalog in verse the author gave to the editor of the Langdon Courier-Democrat to publish on the 21st of December. "The men are all bashful but not cold," we read, "and so the girls are urged to get busy with the bashful men and do it before the year is out." Doubtless the women of Mount Carmel were fully aware of the available prospects, but we are not, and yet we can discover quite a bit about them by doing a quick search of digitized local newspapers. Moreover, most all of the cataloged bachelors were of age eligible for the military, which means they had filled out registration cards for selective service, disclosing physical attributes and other personal details. Mount Carmel, I should say, was a distinctive community, largely settled by German immigrants from Ontario or Manitoba, and centered on Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church. Now, a few of the bachelors. "There's Joe Illerbroon, both tall and true, would make a splendid catch. Just now he's feeling rather blue, for fear he'll be a batch." Well, here's a farm boy for you, son of a farmer who came out from Ontario in 1899 and took over a relinquishment, farmed it successfully, won a district prize for his corn in 1907, but now has passed away. Young Joe, 22 years old, is indeed tall, but also stout, his draft card says, and he has requested a deferment to stay home and take care of his mother. So there might be, mother-in-law factors to consider. "And Johnny Fisher, he needs a frau to love and disobey. Why not propose and do it now? You'll not regret the day." Well, Johnny seems like a great catch. Son of another successful immigrant farmer, among the first homesteaders in the district, and John Jr. himself is known for his impressive wheat crops. He's been traveling to South Texas lately to look at land investments in the Valley of the Rio Grande. We may wonder if he will make a homebody, although he's requested a deferment to run the farm. He's been seeing a doctor for his poor eyesight, so if you're interested, you may be wasting your time on makeup. Talk to Johnny about land instead. "There's George Schuler, he's a man who does not drink or chew. He'll make you happy if you can cook and stew." George is quite the man about the district, likes to invite his bachelor buddies over for oyster feeds and such. He's always had good transport for squiring young ladies around, first a small buggy, and now a classy Ford touring car. He doesn't have the constitution for farming, has had a bout with pneumonia, and his heart is suspect, so he took a commercial course and is working in a bank. Sounds like fun, though, so maybe give him a try. But before making a life leap, better check on his life insurance. Ladies, if none of these chaps suits your fancy, well, I've got seven more.